live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 10:30 and it's time to talk to my guest for this morning. It is author of the detective series, the DCI Sandy McFarlane detective series, Russell Waite. He is a former homicide detective turned author, and this is the fourth book in this series. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I think I've been on for all four books now.
You so. Have. It's an absolute pleasure. And I believe the first one was written during COVID, and we were talking sort of in when we were all in lockdown.
It was. Monday, during the lockdown in England, I thought I'm going to write that book that I've got the idea in my head for. And so I did. Four books later, still going.
Yeah. Now, had you retired from the police by that point? And if you want to give anyone a little bit of background of your background before you retired as policeman, because you did a lot, didn't you?
Yes, I had retired from policing, but I'm still doing lots of work in safeguarding. I'm still doing lots of safeguard reviews, which I still am today. But in my policing career, I finished as the Detective Chief Superintendent for Cambridgeshire. I was involved in the case of Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman. I did probably about 100 major inquiries I led on, obviously involved in lots more that I was associated with.
Yeah, and of those, you say you've now turned to sort of putting that into a kind of positive thing of writing these stories. Now, they're all set around sort of Cambridge and Ely, which is lovely. Sandy, the detective, he lives in Ely, doesn't he? But he sort of comes through Cambridge and works. I think he went to Cambridge in the first one. But each story is a sort of separate travelogue, isn't it? Because he is part of this a sort of Foreign Office department that you've invented, haven't you, for the sake of the stories. But it works very well because he works in London and then he has to go off to wherever the crime has happened.
Yes, that's right. So he lives in Ely, so his family's in Ely, grew up in Ely. But he did go to St John's College in Cambridge. He studied law. One of his grandfathers is a retired court judge, a barrister. To his angst, he joins the police because his other grandfather is a retired detective inspector from the Cambridgeshire Constabulary. A little bit of me and the grandfather. But he has a job working for the Foreign Commonwealth Office, and he goes abroad. India was the first one, Canada the second one, Bordeaux and St Emilion the third one. And in this one, he goes to Barbados.
So each place he's been to, have you been to and done the research for this one? So this one's set in Barbados. I'll just read from the back so I'm not giving any clues away. When Oscar-winning actress Vivian Jones goes missing from the yacht Magnificence off the coast of Barbados, DCI Sandy McFarlane is brought in to uncover what happened to her. Now, this is sort of based on a real story or several stories mixed together, isn't it?
It is. So, yes, I do go to the places to do research. I had been to Barbados beforehand, so I was able to place in context, you know, all of the places he goes to in Barbados. So in essence, it's based on the Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner story. And they're both famous actors, her and her husband. So very much like those two. I placed them in book two. They live in Eaton Square next to the Peverells, Viscount Peverell's home, and then again in book three. So I knew this story was coming early on. And there is a little bit of the Nicola Bully story. Nicola went missing in the river in Lancashire, and some of the complexities in that. Yes, so lots of ideas that inspired me.
I think when I started reading, I'm only a very small way through, about a third of the way through, I think, because I didn't want to read too much before I came on, in case I gave away anything that I shouldn't. It does sort of centre around a lot of the media storm, because having famous celebrities involved in something like this, which is tragic, but the media are all over it, and the detectives are trying to sort of navigate their way through getting them out of the way and having all this sort of media attention, and of course now social media coming in and speculating before they've even had a chance to even look at what could have gone wrong. And because of that, some of the potential evidence can get corrupted or gets missed because people have got in the way, if you like.
Yes, and to be fair, that's real life. I drew on the experiences of dealing with the media in my policing career. Some of the SOAM media storm helped me to make that as realistic as possible. The advent of social media has developed that even further. So last year, whilst I was writing this, I actually was working in the Cayman Islands, the investigation to the death of a two-year-old. And the media pictures of me arriving, it was very off-putting, and it's very difficult to investigate in that sort of under that sort of conditions.
Yeah, I could imagine. Now, when is this book out? Yeah, where can people get it from?
Okay, so the book is actually out on Tuesday. That's publication date. I'm doing an event at a bookshop in Downham Market, Word and Wonders, in the High Street at 6:30. It's a lovely independent bookshop. One of them used to work at Heffers in Cambridge for many years, so lots of Cambridge experience. And so it's obviously available for them. Heffers and the new bodies in the bookshop. Richard has opened in Cambridge. We'll be stocking copies. And of course, it's on Amazon. It's on Waterstones, etc. So available everywhere. And of course, for my publishers who have been brilliant and supporting me throughout.
Fantastic.
All four books now.
Well, I very much look forward to it coming out and seeing how it gets on. I'm saying I'm right in the depths of it at the moment. They've just sort of arrived in Barbados and dealing with all the issues there. So I'm very much looking forward to see how it unfolds. I do love all the references to Ely and Cambridge. It just gives you that little bit where I love this, because I think you mentioned Hills Road very early on in this. I live quite near there. So I was like, oh, that's very exciting. Have you got your next book in mind already?
Yes, so the next book is, I've only probably about a third of the way through writing it, but it's set in Vienna. I got the idea that Alfred Lord Tennyson's best friend, a guy called Arthur Mallows, died in a hotel room in Vienna. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that was suspicious. He was actually engaged to Tennyson's younger sister, Amelia. And Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote, It's Better to Have Loved and Lost Than Never to Have Loved at All, was about Arthur Mallows. So that's where the idea comes from. And hopefully, it probably won't be out next year, because I've got too many other things I'm working on at the moment. Hopefully early the following year.
That's very exciting. Great. Well, great that you just have so much in your head that you want to put down on writing. Thank you very much for coming on, Russell Waite. And it's the fourth in the series. It's called Body Overboard, and it's out everywhere next week. Thank you very much, Russell.
Cambridge 105 Radio.